The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Diabetic, they have blind Barbie, they have Barbie with DS, and why is Ken just perfect? That Ken can't have.
Hey, yo.
Yo, that whoever's sends, doing Barbie, sexist.
That, no, that's.
Chop a limb off that man.
You know what my new thing is? Coconut milk. Everyone fight me. Coconut, dude, coconut's underutilized.
Is it?
Coconut milk? Have you ever had coconut milk?
Who do you work for? Big Mounds?
Dude, Mounds are so fucking
good.
Mounds
are the most mid-candy in the world.
Okay, excuse me?
Yo, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You should put Malibu alcohol in a candy bar.
Yeah. Have you ever had Malibu alcohol?
What am I, 13 and horny?
But have you had it in your life?
Yes. What the fuck? Yes.
I'm not saying right now.
What do you mean right now? No, I've had it.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It is, but like the hangover that comes with it is crazy.
Oh, it's awful.
It's crazy. When did I start caring about the sugar that was in it? I'm going to be hungover regardless. So I'm over here like, well, what has the least amount of sugar? Yep. Bitch, tomorrow's shot anyways.
Tomorrow's done. And can I say this?
That was cute how you just did that.
It was cute. It's like coconut milk cute. But I will say this. We're all going to die, dude. We're all going to die.
Okay.
So why not just, if you want some Malibu coconut rum, why don't you just do it? Fuck sugar.
Is this sponsored? Are you have a sneaky brand deal with Malibu under the table? Bro goes to Malibu for 1 week and on his 2-year anniversary and starts plugging the entire bottle.
Could you imagine?
You know, it is good. Would you mix with anything or just drink it plain?
Yeah. Dude, you have to go pineapple juice. Oh. Coconut rum. It's rum, right? Yeah, rum. Pineapple juice.
Mm,
I mean, dude.
That's so sweet.
The amount of sugar is crazy. But I will say, dude, this is what's sad but also really freeing, is no one's going to know us in 200 years. 200 years. Zero people.
No, they'll know me.
Great.
Don't go to the movie theater tomorrow.
They'll know one person in this room.
No jokes?
What? This is not a comedy podcast.
I don't even think they'll know them.
Really? No, they will.
You think?
No,
I don't
who?
Remember the guy.
I'm saying like the bad joke was a guy who's going to create a massacre.
Oh, yeah, but 200 years, no one.
People still remember 9/11.
Yeah, but
you can't forget.
You think 9/11 is on par with someone shooting up a cinema?
Well, it's a movie.
It's true. Dark Knight, I think. Knight.
Right, yeah. Well, it's getting dark. Sorry, I didn't mean to take that route. It was one of those jokes where nobody said anything, and then I go, all right, well, now I got to explain this bitch. Now I got a genius.com this whore.
But that's my point.
That logic either works for or against you, because then you can be like, well, who gives a shit? I'm not going to follow any dreams.
Yeah.
Put in the BetterHelp ad, because you should follow your dreams.
You should, but you shouldn't follow them so seriously that they fucking bring you down, because no one's going to know who you are in 200 years. In 100 years. In 100 years,
yeah.
Zero people will be like, oh, Blaustein, the crowd work semen guy? No one. Zero people.
Maybe.
No, dude, no one's even, like, literally in 200 years, no one that knew me is going to be on the earth. No one that
Nobody,
knew me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I won't have, my daughters will be dead. Their kids will be close to dead. Their kids will be like 80 in 200 years.
It's bold that you think somebody would mate with you.
You don't think someone would mate with me?
I'm just kidding.
Dude, I drink coconut rum, daddy.
No, of course it would. I just, that's a morbid topic. And it's like, gosh, shit. It's just sad.
Yeah. See, but the thing is, I don't think we should take it sad. Ooh. I think we should take it as like a really freeing thought.
Yeah.
We stop giving a fuck so much about every little nuance of our life because we're gonna be dead in 150 years. So it doesn't matter. The idea we talked on the Patreon earlier about, you know, I went to the beach and put my toes in the sand. That's what we should be doing. You know, those are the important moments. Go ahead, Jack.
But there's never been a 200 years with the internet.
That's true.
So you don't know if people are gonna remember.
No one's gonna, you think in 200 years people are gonna Google Michael Blaustein?
Maybe.
Why did you fuck up your own name?
Because that's what they'll Google. I hear what you're saying. It's a good point. It's a valid point. But no one, I mean, listen, in 200 years, there'll be a couple people that might Google me. Sure. But who gives a shit about seven people? My point is, I'm trying to use it as a positive thing. You guys are trying to spin it negative. I'm not saying it's negative. I actually think it's the most positive thing in the world. What's happening right now? Is everyone hating me right now?
It's like a weird optimistic... You're like the guy who finds the pleasure in pain. You're like, yeah, so what? I lost a finger. That's one less thing I got to worry about every day.
Yeah. That's I could buy gloves that are cheaper.
Yeah, it's one less finger. I got to scan at the DMV.
But do you guys feel my point, though?
Yeah, I said it the second you said it.
Okay, you guys feel my point. Okay, but I agree with you. It could be dark, but I think, I don't know, me, I'm like, it's freeing. It's a freeing thought. To just be like,
yeah.
Why do I give a fuck so much about all these views and what? It's like, dude, no one's gonna care. Like, it's the same thing as like you zoom out and you look at 8 billion people and you're like, just a speck. You're like, you're just a speck, dude. It's all good. It's all good. It's okay that they give you a double espresso instead of a triple espresso. Calm the fuck down.
Is it?
I mean, it's in that moment, it's not. Yeah. In that moment, I want to close the fucking laptop on their face.
Well, I think the other way, I don't know, the other way you could view it. It essentially is all under the same umbrella, but you're just essentially, I think Drake said it best, YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO.
You only live once, allegedly. I don't know, but sure. But in times when you're stressed or you're mad or so focused or anal, when did anal become like, oh, he's super anal? Because anal is not bad. Doing anal is not bad.
It depends on who you talk to and depends on what situation you're in. It depends on how much coke you're
But if you're like, it's like, oh man, you don't want to work for Mark. He's so anal about everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know because anal is definitely bad, but anal sexually is awesome.
Right, but like when did it?
Yeah, two meanings of things have pissed me off.
Is that one of those things where it's like, oh, he's got to stick up his ass?
Anal.
Well, it depends on the stick. Does it vibrate? Well, what am I trying to say here? I don't know. So you're drinking coconut milk is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I do.
You go to a coffee shop and you're like, let me get a coconut milk?
Buddy, I'm putting dollops of coconut foam on my shit now. Not my actual shit. On my coffee. Mm-hmm. I'm having coconut yogurt. Coconut milk yogurt your boy's having now.
Yeah.
All right? I'm not shitting now. I had shit problems. I did Greek yogurt too much.
Oh,
I was
really?
Shitting.
Oh, dairy?
Oh, baby girl. I can't have dairy no more.
Really?
It's been years.
What was the last thing you had with dairy in it?
I thought I said this on the pod. Maybe I didn't, but I had like a Greek yogurt and a fruit.
Why are you playing the drums right now?
I don't know. I feel like I'm...
dun, 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 dun. Dude, do you ever go to a steel drum orchestra growing up?
No.
Dude, they used to play it in my middle school. That shows.
In your middle school?
Yes, sir.
Dude, where did you grow up?
I don't know, but we should be playing with those new Barbies where I grew up. But they
is that real?
Yeah, we gotta pull it up in a sec. But
okay,
it was like Wednesday nights. I'd have like a steel drum orchestra just play in our arena, bro. That is when we talk about like why does life have to be so serious? You go to a steel drum concert and it doesn't. It all sounds like Under the Sea,
dude. There's a guy that plays the steel drum at the hike I go to.
What the fuck? Where did I grow up? Where the fuck do you live?
Oh, no,
there's a guy that plays the steel drum on a hike you go to?
Yeah, at the bottom of it. It's so... Dude, I stop every single time. It's glorious. Do you know what I just realized? I never tipped him. I'm such a fucking asshole. I listen to his free music.
You're literally illegally downloading his MP3 files and then listening to him on a hike.
Well, dude, he needs Venmo. I don't have cash. He doesn't have his Venmo QR code. If he has Venmo, I hit him up.
Dude, how often as a street performer are you just praying that somebody like film, like, quote, films your set and be like, well, because, like, you can go viral off those all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So many people, like, blow up from those.
You know what I hate so much is when
a lot those of stage ones.
Yes. The staged ones kill me.
Well, I've seen this one a bunch, and it's with this guy, Teddy Swims, who I love.
I was just going to bring him up. Yes.
Friend, we're friends, but you know what? Let me take it back, because they do great numbers, which is great PR for both people.
Yes.
The singer.
Yes.
And it's like, I was walking down the street and this person was playing my music. I decided to join them. The response, you're telling me that was all just lined up perfectly. And I think that has happened in the past at some point.
Yeah. But it's happened twice.
And maybe it did with that. But it almost just seems like a little like, how does he already have a lav on?
Goddamn.
Trevor Wallace, I'm on tour. Bakersfield, January 21st. Fresno, January 22nd. Oakland, January 23rd. Sacramento, Dunzo sold out. Reno, Nevada, the 25th of January. Then I'm going to read a bunch of cities. If you hear your city, please go to my website, trevorwallace.com, and find out more details. Austin, Texas, that's on Valentine's Day weekend. Bring your man or female and suck and fuck after the show. February 13th, February 15th, Grand Prairie, Dallas, Texas. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, Chesterfield, aka St. Louis, Missouri, Memphis, shout out, Birmingham, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Denver, Colorado, Phoenix, Arizona. We're shooting a special March 13th and 14th. Low tickets on both those. Red Bank, New Jersey, Huntington, New York, Boston, Massachusetts, and Halifax, Canada, August 8th. TrevorWallace.com.
Michael Blaustein's going to be yelled about a feat where I will tell you. February 19th, I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky. February 20th, I'll be in Cincinnati, Ohio. February 21st, we added another show in Charlestown, West Virginia. March 5th through the 7th, I'll be in Rochester, New York. March 14th, I'll be in Vegas. March 26th to the 28th, I'll be in Cleveland. I'm going to say some cities. If you hear them, go get tickets. Spokane, Seattle, Eugene, Dayton, Vancouver, Seoul. We're going to add one. It's up on Friday, Calgary, Charlotte, and Denver. BlockComedy.com, BlockComedy.com. Ladies and gents, Valentine's Day is almost here, and I want to let you in on our secret that wins every single year. 100flowers.com. My girlfriend deserves something that shows, you know, I put in thought and effort into it, and that's why I trust 100flowers.com. Come, they never let me down. Okay, stunning bouquets, high quality, delivered on time every single time.
Let me tell you something. 1-800-Flowers has been doing this for 50 years. They source roses from the best high altitude farms that produce bigger blooms, richer colors, and flowers that last. Listen, I know what you're thinking. You're like, why would I do this? I can just go to the grocery store. But it's more than just that, because you go to the grocery store and you don't have a vase, so you got to put it in like a protein shaker cup. Dude, I'm telling you, person to person. AI to AI, whoever's listening, the robots, they send it to you, and it's a full 9 yards. It's got the card on it. It's got the package. It's got the bows. For you to do what they're doing, it would take you literally a week.
And it would look like crap.
Yeah.
And that's why 100flowers is doing this for 50 years. They know exactly what they're doing. And it has same day deliveries if you forget. All right, nationwide. You can order today and have them delivered fresh and ready to impress. Valentine's is here. And bouquets are selling fast. Order now to lock in this deal. I don't know about you. Last year, I literally used 100 flowers to get my girlfriend, my beautiful girlfriend, a freaking bouquet. They arrived on time. They were beautiful. And she flipped out.
Yeah.
She flipped out.
Yeah. I gave one to my mom as well. And that's just something nice that you can do from, like, even if somebody doesn't live near you. You can send this to anybody anywhere. But I sent them to my mom. She goes, how do you know where I live?
So I don't even know where your mom lives. Make this Valentine's one she'll remember. To get your double blooms offer, buy one dozen, get two dozen roses free. Go to 100flowers.com/socks. That is 100flowers.com/socks to double your roses for free.
Don't be the bachelor. Become the bachelor.
I got no notes on that.
Goddamn. Yes. Okay. Modest Yahoo sings. It joins at a coffee shop.
This one was very popular. 8.5 million views. Have you ever seen this one?
But is this on shorts?
But this
no.
one, this one, some of these, to your point, sir, I agree with. I think you're just in a coffee shop, you hear your thing, and you just do it. But I want to see this, please.
Does he know it's Modest Yahoo?
Children will play one day, one So the dude playing the card doesn't know that.
Is he 7 feet tall or is this angle weird?
He needs a bigger reaction.
When did Modest Yahoo become light skin? He was like, yo, twin, that shit was me right there. Twin, that was me right there. Yeah, you need a bigger reaction. But
bigger
also,
reaction,
but
dude.
Also, like, dude, imagine being Modest Yahoo in that moment, and you just can't wait to drop that ball, that ball on him. Like, you're like, oh, you know that? That was me.
Would you tell him? I don't think I would be. Yeah. I would
are
really.
You
I'd be
are you kidding
to
me?
To be like, oh, that's me. It's like, dude, I'm playing at a coffee shop. Leave me alone.
Come on. If somebody's watching your clips on a flight next to you, you're not going to be like, what do you think?
Ah, fuck, you're right.
I would. I prayed for that day.
I would.
Where I'm on a flight and somebody's scrolling reels and I'm like, surely I got to be in one of these. But I've seen that. I was on a flight and my buddies who I make videos with, Content Machine, this person was scrolling their page. And I've been in a lot of their sketches and I'm like, hey, they got to be... But, you know, people scroll so fast that I have to be like, oh, wait, go back, wait, 13 seconds. Ah.
You also want to be like, you don't want to like that or comment or anything? You don't want to interact with
that?
Did
you think that was funny? Do you think that was hot? But you would, it's, I mean, what a once in a lifetime opportunity type thing. But like, how many lyrics in are you singing where you're like, buddy, get the hint? Because that guy sang the full song. Was like, yo, you got a good voice. Motherfucker, of course I do. You're singing my song.
Yeah, if I'm Modest Yahoo, I might go and just grab the guitar. I'm doing this.
That one's good because you know it's not staged.
Yeah,
can we look at the Teddy Swims? And I do love Teddy.
I think Teddy's one of the greats.
He's one of the greats. And we are friends on the internet. And Teddy, you should come on the show. This one. Yes.
Oh, I got it.
I mean, you know how I know it's fake?
Yeah, you have to join
the angle's on him before.
Comes in on the chorus.
Voice all warmed up already.
It's a great voice. How mad are you if you're Teddy Swims and somebody puts money in your tip jar? You're like, bitch, I'm not a straight performer.
Give it to me.
God damn it. You know what's funny is he's such a good singer, but that speaker system is so shitty. He sounds awful. He's done this a bunch. Dude, hear me out. If I'm a singer and I have a hit song, I'm flooding the streets of Hollywood hoping somebody's singing it so I can find one of these viral videos. How can we do this? Somebody's doing stand-up on the street. Somebody's doing...
But we can't because then what? Someone doing my bit? Just come in and do the bit.
Somebody doing crowd work and then you walk up and you're like, hey, man, let me see this real quick. How long y'all been dating? They're like, yo,
that's the dude. I think like maybe it's like some open mic in some like super random town and everyone's bombing.
But even then, people would be like, oh,
up there.
But there's a level of fame that you and I are just not even near.
Yeah.
Where people would more so be like, oh, that's cool, he's working on his craft tonight. But if it's like Dave Chappelle that goes in there, like, dude, he blessed the stage.
For us, they'd
be like, oh, that's cool, they're working, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
that's great.
Like, there's a certain level.
They let you? Yeah, what the fuck?
There's a certain level where it goes from a, dude, no way, to just with the reality of it, where they'd be like, oh, that's cool, he's here. Oh, he must be in town doing something.
What is that? I mean, it's got to be.
It's like a legendary status.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, you got to.
Yeah, it's like Jerry Seinfeld.
Even about like a talent level. It's just about like how long you've been in the game is what I'm guessing. It's like, dude, fucking Seinfeld is here. It's like I was in Miami one time years, probably a decade ago, doing like 5 minutes on some Friday late night show. Seinfeld was there.
Oh,
pops
shit.
In. Everyone's like losing their mind.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if I go on stage, there might be a few people in the crowd like, oh, that's cool, he's popping in.
It would be.
But it's not like, dude, we were at the club. We go, Seinfeld, you know?
Yeah, but I do think that there would be some people that would be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm sure you like felt that before. Like if you go up and do like an in-town show, you're not on the lineup, whatever. Like, people are like, oh, fuck. But yeah, of course, it's not like a fucking Chappelle thing where people are losing their fucking minds.
Do you know what is funny? This is so niche and this sounds so cocky and dumb. But actually, no, it doesn't. It's whatever. I'll go up at the Laugh Factory on like a weekend and people in the front row will be, yo, you're on the show tonight. I'm like, bro, the ticket link had my face on it.
Yeah.
Like it's like a variety show. It was published everywhere. And they're like, yo, it's a variety show. And then they're like, dude, Trevor's on the show tonight? It's like, you bought tickets. My face was on it.
I don't think people look, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think.
Really?
I don't.
Hmm.
I think.
Or do you think maybe one person bought tickets for a group? Let's go to the comedy show.
That.
Oh, okay. That. Never mind. I retract everything. We can cut that.
I think it's fine.
No, I don't know. Cut it. No, I don't know. I just thought it was funny that it's like my face is like on the front of the Laugh Factory. They like rotate through like names.
Yeah.
And then it's like, here's who's tonight. And it shows all the people.
Yep.
And then I go up on stage like, yo, you're here tonight.
My face has been on the fucking front of this goddamn building.
Well, you know what? They probably don't even know my name. They're probably like just internet boy. I don't know. We can cut everything. Leave it all. Let's start over. Are we live? Are we in? Anyways, yeah. Can we pull up this Barbie?
Do we know if this is real?
It's 100%
real. 100%
real.
What is this?
From Mattel's website. This is an autistic. Mattel came out with an autistic Barbie.
They also came out with a podcast producer. Goddamn. Do you own physical gold? Most people don't. Acre Gold is changing that. Here's how it works. You pick up a subscription that fits your budget, make small monthly payments, and once you've stacked up enough, they ship beautifully designed 24-karat Swiss gold straight to your door. It's not a number on a screen. It's not in an app. It's yours. None of this digital NFT crap. It's physical gold in your hands.
By the way, gold's up 65%, okay, year.
Yes, sir. Over
year. And experts say it's not slowing down. That's insane, okay? We've tried it. It's legit. They've got subscribers stacking for 5 years because once you start, you don't want to stop. Plus, they're always running free giveaways. Right now, you can win 3 limited edition gold bars from their ancient collection and exclusive gear. Start your subscription and enter today at getacregold.com. That's getanchorgold.com.
And Acre is spelled A-C-R-E. Because I know if I was listening, I would be like, how do you spell that?
100%.
Goddamn.
Thanks.
Deva Autistic Barbie, unveiled by Mattel. Designed with input from the autistic community, doll
the headphones.
Has accessories such as a fidget spinner and an AAC tablet, something many in the community use to help with everyday communication. Mattel said Barbie will donate
dolls
to leading pediatric hospitals. The dolls join the Barbie Fashionistas collection, which aims to be the most diverse range.
First of all, how old is this Barbie? Because like...
Go ahead. Get me out of frame.
Zoom in on Michael. If you're walking down New York, like in New, almost in New York Street. If you're walking in New York, like that is a very trendy, fashionable like outfit with like big over-the-ear headphones. Like those could be Apple.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really tell if someone's neurodivergent, right? Like off
good.
Top. You can't really tell. Unless you'd like throw paperclips on the ground and start counting them.
So this says the body of the autistic Barbie has elbow and wrist articulation, enabling stimming, hand flapping, and other hand gestures that some members of the autistic.
So you're telling me the arms don't move, just only the hands?
The eye gaze. The doll is designed with an eye gaze shifted slightly to the side, which reflects how some members of the autistic community may avoid direct eye contact.
This is just somebody who likes anime. That's it. This is just an ooh-woo ass doll. Ooh-woo? Wait, can we see the eyes?
So compared to the other Barbies, you can't really tell. I mean, maybe a little bit.
I love how they still made her hot.
That's what I'm saying. Now you're on board. That's why I'm asking how old.
Oh, that's pretty tall. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I mean, dude, for real, like.
Not saying that anyone with autism can't be hot. I'm just saying they still just made her smoking hot.
Oh, Barbie is 66 in 2025.
Good.
God damn, who's her surgeon? Plastic surgery? She's plastic. The funniest thing that, nothing? All right, let's move on. Got it.
Let's get it all. Let's start again.
What's funny is they asked that community. It says in there, they're like, yeah, well, let's not talk to the designers. Like, let's talk to an autistic person. Like, if you were Barbie, what would you put on you?
You still want to be hot though, right?
Right.
Dude, Matt, I love Madison.
Yeah,
she's so fucking cool.
I would describe myself as outgoing, upbeat, girly girl, creative, artistic, colorful, detail-oriented.
I'm an artist and fashion designer. I am autistic. I think differently.
Our journey with autism started when Miko was actually 2 years old. Learning about her when she got her diagnosis helped me get my diagnosis. It was a relief, and I didn't want her to walk
crazy.
Through life
You're an autistic
without
daughter,
people
like,
understanding
the
her.
Fuck on me.
When she first started using the
device. I love iPads too.
Hold on, this game is kind of fun.
What's the next iteration of this?
Of what?
They made like autism Barbie. Like, what's the next?
Oh, it's not going to be.
From, you know?
Well, what if Barbie's autistic, what's Ken? CTE?
Yeah, I mean, Ken.
Ken once, definitely played varsity football a little too long.
Once Ken realizes he has no dick, what do you think's going to happen? He's going to be furious.
He already is. Well, yeah, that is an interesting question. And I think they should have a Barbie for all and any.
For all and any?
Yeah. I mean, low-key, if you work at Barbie and this doll is a big success, you're just gonna see what else.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going down the line.
Oh, you're gonna
You're watching every TLC show and be like, you.
Oh, yeah. Eat glue Barbie. Next.
Mm-hmm.
School shooter Barbie. Next. Yeah. Yeah, we have to include everyone.
Barbie was that has a prosthetic leg. Don't all Barbies have a prosthetic leg? Are you,
dude?
Oh,
I didn't know they made robot Barbies.
Dude, that's crazy to put a fake leg on a fake doll. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. If I'm somebody who lost a leg, I'm pissed at this because I'm like.
Also, the fact that Lego didn't do a collab is crazy.
Yeah, or Mr. Potato Head.
There you go.
What else do they have on here? Dude, prosthetic leg Barbie is crazy before BBL Barbie. All right, let's move on. Wait, why don't they have a pregnant Barbie?
Oh, shit. You know why?
Why?
Because it would feed into maybe teen pregnancy, and they don't want
How
to
old
push
is Barbie? She's 66?
She's 19, like, technically.
Teen Barbie.
What the fuck was that, Alex?
Yeah, Alex, that was crazy.
Excuse me? Calm down over there, Ken. Have they made any changes to the Ken doll in the last 30 years? Oh, first of all, go back. She looks like she would get knocked up.
Yeah,
like she looks like the girl in your high school who's getting pregnant at 19 early.
Yeah, she looks like her name is like fucking wind chime.
Her name was Midge, the controversial pregnant Barbie, and her husband.
Her name was what?
Midge.
The fact that it wasn't Prego or Ego.
Look, I never knew they had other men that weren't Ken.
Bro, this is the dude who clapped. Oh, bro, first of all, why is he so short?
That guy went to conversion therapy. Look at that guy.
So she was discontinued in 2000s.
In 2000s?
In the 2000s. That's
okay. Can you go to the photo? Let's look at their dynamic here. She towers over him. What is the most random? Can we see?
Who's Alan?
Oh, Alan played by Michael Cera in the Barbie movie. That's who that guy was.
Oh. Did you ever see the Barbie movie?
Oh my God. I can't believe I wasn't even putting two and two together. No, I didn't.
I didn't see either. Michael Cera played Ken in the Barbie movie?
Yeah.
The recent one?
He played Alan.
Oh, yeah, Alan. Sorry, the front.
Oh.
So this was Alan. Discontinued in the 2000s. It started in 1973.
Holy shit. Do you think Ken and Alan had beef? They had to.
Yeah, Ken would beat Alan's ass.
Yeah, but you're Ken. You're like, I'm the only guy that matters. All of a sudden, Alan comes trotting along.
Do all Barbies are all Barbies named Barbie?
Yeah. They're all named Barbie.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, all named Blind Barbie! Blind Barbie. Are you? Click it. Click it now.
How is it not just full of bumps?
Ugh, great.
Thank you.
Razor
no one
bumps.
Laughed.
That's a tattoo.
Yeah.
Zoom in. Dude.
Zoom in. It doesn't even matter.
Wait, zoom in on her eyes?
Two great jokes.
Yeah, they're a little.
You know what's funny is I know some people who look like that and they aren't blind. They have reviews on the Blind Barbie. And they have photos of people buying Blind Barbie.
Dude, if there are any negative reviews, they're going to go to hell.
That's what I'm trying to look for.
Well, there was one. If you go up, click the one star. There was one star. What do they write? Man, she couldn't even see G.I. Joe. Go up. See? Two star. Two stars. Crazy. I think life should be either one star or five stars.
Oh.
She's blind and you put her in platform heels.
Oh, that's hilarious. She's blind and you put her in platform heels. What are the comments below? Inclusive.
As a person with a blind parent and hereditary sight issues myself, I find this cashing in on things and bringing attention to them like
Yeah, but it is
angry.
Low key, I feel that. why the hell would they put her in heels?
I also find it odd that they're all hot as shit.
Yeah.
Not you saying know what they say, that they all
love
can't
is blind.
Be hot. Oh shit, you're right.
I mean, that is crazy to get it and be like, this is the setback where she has heels. But to their point, they should have asked somebody in the impaired vision category and say, like, you know, like, what actually fits this? But to yeah. Michael's point, this is getting a little SNL-y. What else they got? What do you mean content? They have content creators? Shania Twain is a Barbie?
I wanted to go to the diabetes one.
Are you?
All with type 1 diabetes. Michael, you should get this one.
But I should. Guys, again?
Hot.
Literally would clap.
Oh, she has her little thing.
Don't say her little thing. That's so disrespectful.
She has her
pacemaker. God damn. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something. I was just talking to Michael in the lobby and I was like, gosh dang it. I'm so stressed out with work and with touring. Thank goodness I have therapy literally tonight. I can't tell you how great therapy is. And I think you can also tell the people at home how great BetterHelp is.
BetterHelp is incredible because you can have the incredible skill of therapy in the comfort of your own home. All right, I don't want to wait in traffic. I don't know about you. I love my couch. I don't love some weird couch a therapist has in his weird office. All right, you can just do it in your pajamas. You can just, and I feel more comfortable to just like let my emotions fly when I'm in the comfort of my own home. That
or
is what
call
better
or anywhere,
yes,
man.
Yes,
and then also it's 2026. It's the new year. Don't slip away.
Yes.
Just because January 1st is gone and everybody's got the resolutions, it's time to take control of your year. Okay, rather than chasing a new you, how can you let go of what's been weighing you down instead? This year, feel lighter. Just by talking it out, man. You know, there's so much stress that I have that I just build up. And it's like a one-sided conversation in my head. And then I talk to a licensed therapist through BetterHelp. And it's like, it's just hearing a second point of view.
Yes. It makes you be able to just understand your own emotions. It makes you a better partner, a better freaking son, a better daughter, just a better you. Okay, so in 2026, give yourself a better you. All right, so try BetterHelp. You can't step into a lighter version of yourself without leaving behind what's been weighing you down. Therapy can help you clear space. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/socks. That is betterhelp.com/socks.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Goddamn. Let me say something. If I had diabetes, which probably early on stage,
on set,
I got something wrong with me. This would make me feel more comfortable. And she's got the patch on the arm. Dude, fuck this. I want to see Felon Barbie. I want to see Felon Barbie. And she has neck tattoos. She has her baby daddy's name tattooed on her head.
I would like to see Ozempic Barbie. They're all.
You wouldn't see her.
Oh, right. Fuck.
What else? If diabetic, they have blind Barbie. They have Barbie with DS.
They got no AIDS Barbie. Really?
Wow. And why is Ken just perfect? That Ken can't have.
Hey, yo.
Yo. Whoever's doing Barbie, sexist. Chop a limb off that man.
That's sending the wrong message that men aren't perfect.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Barbie's ran by big message. Men.
No, it's Mattel.
Mantel. Yeah, but all of a sudden, Ken is just like just perfect.
Who's that fuckboy Ken?
He doesn't
what
have
this.
Yeah, he doesn't have one lazy eye. There's no HPV, Ken.
That's a great point. Wow.
Yeah. There's
why are all the people with what they're calling disabilities, which I wouldn't call them any of that.
What would you call it?
Perfect. But why wouldn't they give?
Ken,
why wouldn't they make the guy like have? Like, why is Ken got to be perfect?
And I'd like to say this.
You're a feminist.
Exactly. But why are all Barbies just for women? Guys buy Barbies all the time.
They don't have one Ken in a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
They have not one leg blown off.
You know what's
off?
Funny? We went into this being like, is this fucked up to talk about? And we realize Barbie's the one who's doing the fucked up stuff.
Correct. I think of that. That's a lot of their points.
One dude with alopecia.
Not one dude, not third leg Barbie?
There's a third leg on some Kens. That's crazy. So if you go to the men, dude, type 1 diabetes Barbie.
Type 1 diabetes
I mean,
Barbies.
What is the pitch room looking like at Barbie? Are they literally just watching like...
They're watching TLC.
Kill Tony and they're like, close enough.
Kill Tony Barbie would be so funny. So what's another one?
Well, I don't like when they call it petite with blonde wavy hair, Barbie.
Well, that's because you type that in most nights.
What do they call
it? Dude, you know what they need? They need more like stereotypes, like white girl who just got back from Jamaica for vacation Barbie. And she just has like the cornrows. Yeah.
Yeah.
They need like the girl who eats hot Cheeto Barbie. They need the guy who vapes Ken.
You know what they need, honestly? They need the Barbie that is the horse girl Barbie.
Yeah. Chrome Hearts Ken.
Yep.
And how much in okay, this is whoa, I might be on something. This is when we really see if Barbie's a piece of shit company or not. Is autistic Barbie the same price or more expensive or cheaper than OG Barbie?
I'll say this, the one with no leg, that's got to be cheaper. You're telling me it's the same price?
For less materials! Less leg. It probably costs more to make because it's a specific piece they have to make. What are the price differences? So the
price of autistic Barbie is $10. Here's a regular Barbie.
They're all regular, Barbie's Jack.
Barbie's only $10? There's no way.
Why when I was a kid were they like $50?
The other ones are sold out. But yeah, $10, $11.
So the other ones are sold out, but not autistic Barbie?
Yeah.
How much is a regular Barbie? Not a regular Barbie. You understand what I'm saying? Because I thought they were like $40. They're $10? Yeah, look, they're
$30. $14, the movie Barbie.
But that's the movie. Type in...
am I crazy or did type in blind think Barbie. $50?
I thought they were like $20. I felt like $19.99 made sense in my head. And then go to GIJoe.com. Is that still open or did that just turn into like Rumble.com? That dude, this blows my mind in a very futuristic, progressive way. But also, yeah, wow. There we go. Blind, wow, it sold 877. Okay, but if she loses the stick, sorry, cane, is she still blind?
She's definitely still blind, but she just can't get around.
Hmm. But like look wise, she's not wearing glasses. It's just cane.
Right. So during Christmas, if they ran out of Barbies, you can technically buy a blind Barbie, throw the stick in the garbage disposal, hand it to your kid, and be like, this is a regular Barbie.
Exactly.
Wow.
Or vice versa. She goes, I want blind Barbie. Blind Barbie sold out. You give her a toothpick.
Facts.
Now we're cooking. Did you have a G.I. Joe growing up?
Yes. I had a whole collection. I would play Wars for hours by myself.
Yeah.
And G.I. Joes would fuck my sister's Barbies.
G.I. Joe would literally crush Barbie, my sister's Barbie, God. And would never talk to her again.
Never.
Throw her.
Come in her and never speak to her again.
What's funny is you didn't know how, at least me personally, I didn't know how like sex worked at that point. So I would just smash them on top, like I was a clapping monkey. And I'd be like, they're enjoying this. Imagine if that was real life, that was somebody's voodoo doll, they're flying 3 feet in the air.
I watched porn so early that I did put
today?
Them in positions.
Hmm,
like really? When I was a kid, I put them in positions.
Like I think the most I knew, it would be like she could like bend over or something.
Right. But yeah, my G.I. Joe would just literally doggy style, reverse cowgirl.
What happened to you?
I watched porn so early.
He's reversed.
I had kids. Jesus. All of my friends when I was young were like 7 years older than me. So they would be watching porn. I'd watch porn. I was like, 7, 8 years old.
Wow. You had your own little Epstein Island and you were the only kid on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was pretty cute.
Yeah.
That's sad, actually.
Oh, I know.
You were watching porn at 7.
Yeah. I mean, it's not great. It's why my mind's all fucking warped.
Yeah.
That's why it took me so long to find actual love.
Wow.
Yeah. I was looking for a vagina instead of love.
Oh, they should have a Gooner Barbie.
Reddit Barbie. Oh, that'd be awesome.
A Reddit Barbie just wearing a red hat. You guys know what I'm saying?
I don't get it.
Red hat.
Reddit.
Red baseball cap.
For a president.
Make America great again.
You think Reddit people are more that?
Sir.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Reddit. No, I don't think so. I think really? Twitter or X.
I think.
I don't know. Both platforms scare me.
Scare me.
Do you guys know who the villain is in the new Toy Story 5? It's coming out this year.
The Rock?
Batteries?
No.
Who?
You guys got to guess.
Okay.
Oh,
the villain?
Is it like...
villain. For children. For toys.
No, phone. Close. Vape.
Oh, a phone.
Close.
An iPad.
Is it?
An iPad, I got it.
Really?
It's called Lilypad. Yes. Pad.
Lilypad?
It's going to be an AI iPad.
It's going to suck so bad.
Wow.
But also, if I'm a kid, there's no way I've seen the first four Toy Stories.
It's true.
But also, if you're a kid, you don't need any context. They can make Subway Surfer the movie and kids would be locked in.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, that is a phenomenal. Like, if they made Subway Surfer a movie, it's actually a great movie.
I think
it would be starring The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yeah. I think in the future, instead of subtitles where you can opt on it on your remote, the next wave of this is like, do you want Subway Surfer underneath this documentary or not?
Holy
you
shit.
You hit a button and Subway Surfer pops up.
I mean, I think this is exactly what you're saying, but maybe there's going to be an option where you go, are you going to be on your phone or are you not going to be on your phone? And if you're going to be on your phone during this, you might not want to play this movie because this is a pretty immersive movie.
Mm.
But this category is for like if you want to be on your phone during the movie. We talked about this before, like Netflix does make content. A lot of their content is made under the idea that people are on their phone.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy.
I think this is a little futuristic, but I think there's something here where it's like you'll be able to have your phone open and it'll track, the TV will track your eyesight. When your eyes go to the screen to check Instagram, the movie goes down to the top third of your screen.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you're watching up here and then you look at your phone. Now it's playing on the top part of your screen. And you can text some people back. And then when you look back up, it's back on the TV.
I mean, Apple, whatever the fuck, it's kind of exactly what it does, right?
I don't know.
Goddamn. Is that a drum outside?
You might as well be. Drumstick, that's my dick. Bigger, longer, harder, faster. That's Blue Chew's promise.
I mean, if you're not using Blue Chew at this point, I don't know what the frick you're doing. That's like Barry Bonds not using steroids. It doesn't even make any freaking sense, dude. All right, it's what you need. All right, Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. That's Blue Chew. All right, this ain't your grandpa's little blue pill. This is the 4-in-1 beast that is setting the gold standard for performance.
Mixed with apomorphine and oxytocin to turn off the arousal and connection in your brain and your body. And this is what's different about this one. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue and works in as little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. Elevation without hesitation. I mean, I'll give you a scenario right now.
Go ahead.
You're watching, I don't know, some Family Guy and Lois pops up.
All right.
And you're with your date and you're like, shit's getting a little crazy. You're like, y'all go to the bathroom real quick. You put the Blue Chew Gold under your tongue.
Uh-huh.
Oh, let me guess. That next commercial break, something about to break. Her pelvis.
Wow. Big, strong, hard. That is our penis on Blue Chew Gold. All right? You don't
full
wanna...
ignition in 15 minutes or less.
Are you insane, dude? What if you're at the drive-thru McDonald's and the woman gives you a little wink, wink? Then what are you going to do? You don't have enough time to do anything else. Now you do. 15 minutes underneath the tongue. What I'm trying to say is make life easier by getting harder and discovering your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with code SOCKS. That is promo code SOCKS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details, important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Goddamn.
Dude, the NBA just came out with something. I think it's with Oculus that you can just sit front court and just watch everything.
Any game.
It's
honestly genius because you could sell that viewing for so much.
Yeah, it works with like League Pass, whatever, and it like literally just follows where the action goes. So you can just sit courtside.
I'm surprised it's taking them this long. Well, not this long, but that's such a good idea because they only have to take up one seat for real estate of a camera. And then thousands and thousands of people across the world can watch from that same point of view.
Yeah, I think that, I think the difference though is it doesn't just, if you're sitting courtside, you can sort of just move your head back and forth, but the Oculus you can sit courtside, but also switches cameras so you can see everything. So you can just feel like you're, I mean, not playing the game, but like feel like you're in the game.
Like if you look to your right, it'll go to the right?
No, like... I mean, yes, effectively you can go like this, but also if you're just watching courtside, you go and you're like looking left to watch fucking Wemby dunk, there's an option where it'll switch to the camera angle that's behind the basket so you can see him dunking.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so the video game, well, like
this could be a 1-6 matchup yeah. that we're yeah, looking yeah, yeah. at oh, right this is now. It. What is that feeling like when you're in this mode?
I have such little room for error.
I mean, dude, look at this shit.
That's the part that makes and they're just at home.
plays an extreme, and people
see, you can switch.
Basketball. No one beating Milwaukee in the first round. No one beating Philly.
It's fucking crazy, man.
That's awesome.
I mean, they're definitely going to have that for football.
Watching the Spurs Pacers game live in stadium.
Oh.
Really good job, because I think
damn, this is good.
Back to back. You got there, but got it back.
And this is real gameplay footage, or is this a game?
Yeah. You know what's crazy is the graphics are so good on games now that we kind of can't tell if this is graphics or real. But this is real. Seems to be around that
rim. They're going to do like a GTA.
Dude, that's crazy, dude.
Start sniffing himself in that room.
I'm gonna get this.
Yeah, your girlfriend's been gone for 4 months. You need seven of these.
Oh, dude. I mean, she's gonna be gone for three. I think it's exactly 3.5 months.
Oh, you've counted two of the day. How many days is that? 90?
90 is 3 months plus.
You live in 15. That P90, no sex.
Bro, I don't know.
Are you changing anything about your life?
Definitely not going to change that. I don't want to go back down on that journey.
On the P-O-R-N?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think, there's going to have to be some change. Like, we're going to have some FaceTime sessions. I mean, there's no way.
But the time difference, somebody's going to be cranking it at 7 a.m.
I don't care if it's me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Well, there's really not another option.
That's true.
Holy shit. We got to have a very detailed, if she didn't have the flu right now, I would go home and have a detailed conversation.
Mm.
Dude.
Because if you didn't, and you went 90 days without any...
any coming?
Ejac, that first one back, you're shooting cinder blocks.
Oh my God. I think if you went that long, I would have a wet dream.
Yeah, that's true. It's annoying that you don't get to wake up like 3 seconds before your wet dream so you can enjoy it.
I know, you wake up coming.
Which, you're like, oh, I missed the good part.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like, if you're in a movie, don't wake me up when the credits are happening. Wake me up before they get into the giant fight at the end.
Oh, yeah, because you're asleep and then you sort of wake up when you're done coming or like 70%.
Or you like don't even wake up and you're like, the first thought when you are waking up in the morning, you're like, did I have a wet dream last night? And then you check your pants.
Holy shit.
And you're waterboarding yourself.
Right. Because a lot of those, you don't wake up.
You should. You should, like, out of a panic, like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Actually, I will say, I don't know if I want to wake up because I don't want to deal with cleaning myself up at 3:15 in the morning.
Yeah, but you're still so tired that you're like, all right, sick. I'm back to sleep.
Isn't it funny trying to explain that to your girlfriend that you just had a wet dream?
Well, I think a woman's brain... And not speaking for all women, because I don't know a woman's brain, but I think a woman's brain would be like, well, what were you thinking about that would make you do that?
Exactly.
Yeah. And the reality is,
you.
Yeah, but I don't even know if it's like, dude, I'm fucking thinking about Jigglypuff or some shit. Like, I don't even think you're in there like, I don't even know if wet dreams are tied to like super sexual moments. I think they just happen. Well, probably both.
I mean, the only one that I remember is my first one, which you've talked about to death.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
But dude, my girl had such a crazy fever last night, like 101 fever, NyQuil, all kind of shit. She was literally hallucinating because of NyQuil and also because her temperature was so high. She woke me up at 4 a.m. She's like, Michael. And I was like, what's up? She's like, I keep repeating something in my head. And I was like, what is it? She was like, I don't know. I just keep saying hurly burly, hurly burly, hurly burly, hurly burly. And I was like,
you go on Google, type in Harley Burley, it's a Pittsburgh Steelers lineman. You're like, fuck!
Fuck! I literally was like, it's a good movie. We should watch it.
That's a movie?
Tomorrow. Yeah. It's a play and a movie. It's one of my favorite. But she just kept repeating it. We didn't talk about that day. That's how crazy brains are. Anyways, but she kept repeating Harley Burley. And I'm like, I don't know. It's like in those moments, like it is, your brain is so scared. Like it's a little scary. Like to be me. Because it's like, she's talking, she's like asleep, NyQuil and high fever. She's like talking a little like, not demonic, but it seems like not her. So she's like, hurly burly, hurly burly. And I had that moment where I was like, this is like not scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go to sleep next to you. You know? It's like a little scary for
like, also like, how do I, like, do I give genuine advice or are you still asleep? And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I love the movie.
I did that. I gave like the whole like, yeah, it's a great movie. We should see it tomorrow. She's like, okay, yeah, okay. And then like went back to sleep. But yeah, I mean, what do? Shut up. You can't do that. I had to sleep on the other side of the bed because she fell asleep on my side because she was so sick. You ever try to like switch sides?
Can't.
Holy
whole
shit.
Life.
I'm in a different room.
Different
room. I don't like it.
Well, even like my bed is, it's, I've probably had it for like 7 years now, if not more. But it's like, it slopes in on my side.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Not like a lot, but that's the only side that I sleep on. It's like, you know. And then I'll roll over to the other side and I'm like, damn, I'm so high up over here.
Yeah.
That shit ain't broken in.
You know what's so weird is like, how come we pick a, like when, before we had girlfriends, why wouldn't we sleep in the middle of the bed? But I never did.
Why would we or why wouldn't we?
Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't you sleep in the middle? I've never slept in the middle of the bed. It feels weird.
It does.
But it's like, there's no one over there. There's no one on that side.
I sleep in the middle of the bed.
And do like you really?
Hotels alone, yeah.
I never do. But how do you like reach the nightstand?
Oh, good point. Always have the TV on. That's the key.
You sleep with the TV on?
In hotels, yeah, because they're scary.
Okay, what?
Yeah.
That's why you sleep in the middle. So the scary, sleepy monster can't get you up there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Type in David Dobrik bed. He's like infamously known for having this like California king size bed. But I think even the size of this thing, I would still sleep right on the edge of it.
Yeah, of course.
My sleep, it's like a fucking mullet. I sleep and there's just so much behind me.
What do you mean there's so much behind you?
There's so much bed behind
me. A lot of comments about the size of my bed. So look at this. It's 12 feet by 12 feet.
Where are you
Taylor's
sleeping
going to demonstrate the size of it.
Are you sleeping in the middle?
No.
Yeah, I'm riding that left-hand side.
Are you always left?
Yeah.
Hold on. So if you're looking at the bed.
So on here, see where the woman is?
Yep.
To the left of her. Not her left, but our left.
I'm right. Where are you, Jack?
Right there. Right in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
That seems so weird.
Alex, are you left guy or right guy?
Right.
Yeah, I'm right guy too. Why is that?
Because I think it seems more adaptive for couples because then you can be big spoon.
Dude, there's nothing, right side. There's nothing better to being a small spoon. I like thoroughly love it. Just getting fucking hugged from behind and getting fucked.
There you go.
What if there was a hotel that has like double beds? Which bed are you choosing?
Still, right. I think the same left. I think the
to the
same,
right,
whatever.
Even if it's closer to the door?
I prefer to sleep closer to the door.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm scared. I'm like, damn, somebody comes in, I'm like, either way, I'm going to get blasted. But I just like, that's always
you know what's
my
funny?
Thought.
Like, in our heads, somebody breaks into the room and they're like, well, I can't get you. You're on the farther bed. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He picked the bed away from me.
And all the goblins are like, oh, there's a blanket there.
God
Fuck.
Damn it.
All right, I guess I'll go underneath the bed again.
If only you were at the door closer to me, I would have tickled your toes.
God damn.
This episode is brought to you by Golden Nugget Online Casino. Listen, winter winds are blowing in, and the Golden Nugget Online Casino brings your favorite game straight to you. Play for big wins on more than 1,000 slots, including the wildly popular Huff and More Puff.
New players get 500 spins on any Huff and Puff slot. Just wager $5 on almost anything to unlock 50 spins a day for your first 10 days on your choice of Huff and Puff slots. Download the Golden Nugget Online Casino app and sign up with code STIFFSOCKS. Then make any moment golden with all of your casino's favorites. All right, in partnership with Golden Nugget Online Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Non-withdrawable casino spins issued as 50 spins per day for 10 days. Valid for feature game only and expires each day after 24 hours. See terms at www.goldennuggetcasino.com/promos. Ends February 28th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time.
Goddamn.
I'm actually curious of like what side, like feng shui or the hell the words I'm trying to find is, what side should you sleep on a bed? Is there like a side that's like better for you to sleep? Is it better for you to sleep closer to the door, away from the door? Because you know how they're like the way you put a bed, there's like a certain way to put a bed in a room,
yeah,
whatever
I've heard
the fuck.
This.
I wonder if there's like a more like psychologically better for your brain to sleep.
I know feng shui wise, like you can't, like when you get up from bed, there shouldn't be like a mirror that faces the bed.
Dude, oh, why?
Can I tell you guys something? I believe in that fully.
Why?
Facing a mirror at the bed is supposed to bring bad luck. It's supposed to be like somebody's watching your life. Can I tell you guys something? I had something happen. I saw an Instagram ad with this really cool mirror.
Okay.
Mirror with like wooden shit around it.
I'm in.
I put it, I put it in my room because it matched perfectly. I'm like, dude, fuck yeah. And then I was like, no, that can't be real. Because I remember that stereotype. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, does it point at the bed? I look at it, bed immediately behind it. The 2 days I was in the room, some weird shit started happening.
Can you please be descriptive? What happened?
So they say it feels like somebody else is in the room with you.
Oh, I'm getting chills, dude.
Yeah. They say it's supposed to be like a portal and like people can like see you. And it's supposed, it's supposed to like drain your energy. First of all, I woke up super tired both days. Also, I'm always tired.
No, let's watch this. It's a psychic explaining why you shouldn't have a mirror face.
Okay, great.
And actually stress this enough to people.
What
do
Barbie
not
is she?
Have a mirror facing your bed.
No employed Barbie?
Now, there are different reasons as to why you should not have a mirror in front of your bed. I am a psychic medium, if you haven't seen me before, and I'm going to tell you the reason why. Okay, reason number one. Mirrors are one of the main reasons why we have portals open in our home. It is one of the most common that I hear for the reason to go out to people's homes and cleanse their houses. You will have unwanted spirits. You will have all types of spirits in your home. And you don't want to be the one that I have to come out to come and clear something low vibrational. Typically an entity that isn't particularly nice. If you're one of these where you have a mirror facing your bed, and since you've done that, you've had restless sleep. Insomnia, really bad. It's because of the energy that comes out of a mirror. Especially if there's arguments within your home, mirrors literally suck in energy. And having a mirror face a window is also another way of inviting unwanted spirits. Another thing, don't ever buy a secondhand mirror. Oh my goodness, don't ever buy a secondhand mirror. Again, mirrors withhold energy. Oh, so whatever happened within that person's home, we don't know if it's negative. We don't know what's gone on there. That's coming into your home. The amount of calls I actually get through people saying, Leah, you need to come out to my home. My home has got a spirit in it. Whether that be a low vibrational spirit, unwanted spirits, an entity. And I go out and I'm like, it's the mirror. If you've watched my recent videos about the 15-year-old, it was the mirror that caused this attachment. But I can't.
So mirrors are very bad.
Also, the worst thing to do is have, like, if two mirrors see each other in your house, anywhere, like, usually in the living room.
That's UFC for spirits.
Yeah. Basically, it's like battling spirits, and it's, like, really bad. You do?
What does that mean?
It just means that, like, spirits are, like, there's a lot of energy that's balancing between one another, and it, like, causes, like, really bad shit if you have, like, two mirrors, like, back-to-back. That's what people believe.
Huh. But what about they're staying busy?
But what? Yeah. Stay away from you.
I love mirrors. But they were like, too. Yeah, never buy secondhand mirrors. Bitch, every mirror is secondhand. Unless the second they make it, it's a mirror. True. Wow. So however the guy who is framing your box with a mirror in it, however his day is going, if he's got a Coke problem and he's boxing it up for you at
and
West Elm.
And using the mirror for Coke?
Oh, my God.
I know.
But honestly, I put the mirror in my room. Shit felt weird. Shit felt off.
Yeah.
I take it out and we were back to normal.
Where'd you put the mirror?
Downstairs.
Anything weird happening downstairs?
I don't know. I jerk off into the mirror a lot. Go away, spirits. Go away. No, I don't know. I think it's just for a bed. I think any mirror is fine, but it's just for a bed.
And this woman's saying that mirrors are not good in general. Well, what about mirrors? This is the dumbest thing I've ever said. It can't be, but it's one of the dumbest things. What about, like, I have mirrors in my, like, bathroom, but, like, they're just, like, on the walls. Like, It does it matter if there's a frame? Does it matter? Like, because
there's a point at your bed. It's not supposed to be in your bedroom.
But this one was like talking about mirrors are awful. Like in general, I don't have any mirrors in like my house.
It's supposed to be facing at your bed or in the bedroom. It can like that's what she's talking about. Rest of sleep and feeling because it's
okay,
sleep.
Okay.
I think if you're awake and there's a mirror, you're fine. But if you're sleeping down there.
But wasn't she saying like if someone lived in your house before? Like, because the mirrors hold energy, right? So if someone lived in your house before and then there's mirrors in the bathroom, that fucking weirdo looked in the mirror every day, so it's going to hold that weird energy.
No, it's like if you bought a mirror from like an estate sale or like a garage sale or something.
Whatever but that mirror was seeing.
I know, but the concept of like, so I rent, right? I live in an apartment. Oh. So the whoever lived in my house before looked in that mirror. So now I just have that mirror in my house. All the mirrors in my house.
Yeah, you better hope he was a successful comedian.
Fuck.
Well, it's also fucked is you're not getting the residuals of the next one. It's like you're doing great in life and you're looking in those mirrors.
Oh, right.
Now some fucking cinematographer is going to move in and, you know, all of a sudden he's cutting clips. He's like, oh, where did I get this energy from? You.
You know what, dude? I need a percentage. Whoever moves my place next, I need a percentage.
Dude. Hey, hold up.
Okay.
I might have cooked and I haven't at all. My old apartment had a mirror, but the closet with a sliding mirror.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. I move out of it. You know who moves into it? Chappelle Lacey.
Yeah, yeah.
Another stand-up comedian who's doing great right now. I lived in that apartment when shit really started booming for me, aka White Claw era.
Yeah, yeah.
Aka that mirror. Who lived in there before me?
That's what I'm at. That's what I was going to say. So maybe you owe that person a debt of gratitude.
And Chappelle Lacey owes me some shit.
At least 7% of whatever he makes on tour this year. All right.
No, I'm sorry.
So essentially, agents are mirrors.
Agents are mirrors?
Why? Yeah, because they're taking a percentage. The fuck's happening
but
there?
Yeah, I don't know. There's weird shit about that. But yeah, I just... Even mirrors the slightest
minute. Mirrors don't make any sense to me. Can I say this? I saw a clip recently where some woman had a towel over like a mirror and she's going like this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still see her in the side of the mirror. I understand that I'm totally wrong here, but I don't get it. I know they're light reflects and blah, reflects and yeah, but whatever the fuck. But it's, how does the mirror see her? Here we go.
Well, this illusion has gone extremely viral, leaving millions of people confused. So let me explain as simply as possible. If you sit in front of a mirror, you can stare yourself in the eyes, but when you block your reflection, you have to remember that everything we see is giving off light in all directions.
Oh, I was right.
So even though your direct line of view is blocked, it's still reflecting off the mirror and visible at all these other angles.
How does the mirror...
This made me more confused.
That did make me more confused.
I don't get it.
I don't understand either. But it's like, I know that we're dumb not getting it, but but how? How is the mirror seen? If you have a towel in front of yourself, how does the mirror know that you have a towel and you're going like this? Because if you flick off the mirror with a towel over it, if you look on the side, it knows that you did it. Dude, mirrors are it's magic. I don't like it.
You're right.
I don't like it.
It should you look over and it's just a black screen.
Yeah.
It should just be like, I don't know.
I don't get it.
Or it should just be whatever you're holding up there. If you're holding a piece of paper, it should just be white over there. But yeah, if there's this paper and mirror behind it and you're flipping it off,
it knows. It sees it. How?
Is this true?
Yeah, because they were just, they held the glue stick in front of it.
No mirrors in your bedroom, ladies and gentlemen. Get them out. And if you're about to get a divorce, take out the mirrors first. It'll solve everything.
Are there any other household things we shouldn't do? There's got to be a billion of these things.
Yeah, then it'll just get freaked out.
I will say, though, and maybe you feel this way too, if I walk into a house I've never been at, if some weird stuff happens, I can feel it. I'm like, this weird here. It's weird here.
I feel like that in every Airbnb ever.
Really? I feel it in some
in the older ones.
Airbnbs for sure.
Yeah, the older ones are weird, bro. It's just like...
Also, this is saying place a mirror facing the front door to let the spirits out.
Oh, I have that.
So maybe if you connect the mirrors, so it goes from your bedroom
so dumb
to your back wall to so outside. Dumb.
So you're trying to tell me that like a fucking spirit can come through a goddamn mirror, but it can't go through a fucking wall. It needs a goddamn doorknob. Well, thank you.
Well, I think the mirror is the invitation to the portal.
It's a portal.
Portal. It's a portal.
Okay.
You ever been to Portas?
Portos.
Portos. It's like that.
So, but why can't the spirit just come down and in the living room and walk out the door Why does it have to be facing the door?
I don't know, dude. Put a mirror in your room tonight and find out.
I do not want to do
that.
But
if you do notice in a lot of people's houses, there is a mirror right when you walk in, right. Usually.
That's mine too.
Yeah. Yeah. I have that.
That's to push it out.
Oh.
Or to check yourself before you leave.
No.
Oh, face. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hold on, dude. I have two mirrors. One is right by my front door and the other one is facing the front door.
The one I put downstairs, it's literally going with the door. I need to angle it at the door.
Yeah. That's it? That's the only other thing? Just mirrors?
No, I wanted to say that before we got into
look
the
up
rest.
The bed position in the room too.
It's supposed to be in the middle, right? That's feng shui or some shit.
I'm just trying to figure out where you psychologically where do you sleep better? Do you sleep better when you're closer to the door or away from the door?
All right, so we'll do two.
Because I always sleep closer to the door.
I always sleep better post nut.
Dude, you never said anything more truthful in your life.
I did have something weird happen to me though. I was throwing away some trash and I'm renting this house. It's older. It's from the 1940s. And it's this girl drives up and she's like, "Hey, excuse me, do you live in that house?" And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Oh, I used to rent there back in the early 2000s.
What?
And I was in the area. I just wanted to pass by. But I know this is a weird question, but do you ever hear anything paranormal
this
in your
house?
This
shit would piss me off. Don't tell me this.
Don't tell me this.
She needs to get
correct. What is that? That's all she said? She wasn't loud bangs or anything? Just have you heard anything paranormal in your house? That's it?
I was like, no. I mean, the walls are thin. There's a house next door. I could definitely hear stuff over there, but I haven't experienced anything. She's like, "Oh, that's interesting. Well, anyways, yeah, I used to love that place, but I did hear a lot of very strange things." Well, anyways, have a good day. She drove off.
That's so fucked up. Also,
that shit pissed me off.
Also,
fuck her.
She doesn't know what sex sounds like.
Yeah.
It's just neighbors either fucking having domestic dispute or fucking. She's like, "Whoa, all these ghosts are weird." No, dude, they're about to get a divorce.
God, that shit would annoy me so
much. Annoy me.
Because you're living a perfectly fine life, and now all of a sudden every creek goes, "Oh, she's talking."
Exactly.
About.
Now I've been thinking about that for.
Yeah.
You should have been like, "Oh, it's interesting that you're driving an 06 Civic."
Yeah, she was.
I actually. Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like that. Exactly. A two-door. You know her?
Yeah, used to hit. But I would tell her and be like, "That's interesting. I actually used to have the same car until my whole family got mangled in it driving. Have you experienced that?" And she'd be like, "Oh, what the fuck?" Yeah. You should have spun it back on her.
I would walk in her car and rip the mirror off. Can't have this.
All right, some other feng shui do and don'ts. Don't keep broken furniture, cracked dishes, or stopped clocks.
What does it mean?
They invite misfortune and negative energy.
I have a broken chair in my kitchen.
What about if you just put a battery in the broken clock?
Well, then it's not broken.
Right. Oh, you're supposed to. So if it just. If it no
I don't
battery,
think you know the difference between ran out of battery and broken. When your phone dies, it's not broken.
Right. So what?
I feel like you realized it in the middle of saying that, and then you switch teams and you're like, "Yeah, man, right? Who would say that?"
No. I'm still reserving the right to be totally wrong.
Reserving the right?
Yeah.
Are you in court right now? I reserve the right to be right. Buddy's been eating fucking restaurant chicken. What are you saying?
So a broken clock. Meaning
it's not,
what?
But it's not broken if it's out of battery.
Okay. So
if the glass broke on it.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm so dumb that in my head, it's only if battery works or battery doesn't. Now I'm understanding a clock can actually be broken and still have a good battery in it. I wasn't thinking that part of the equation. Guys, I have six mirrors with me right now.
What?
Holy shit. All right.
Dude, I have hella broken clocks in my house. I at
Why?
Least have two.
From what? Battery?
Yeah, maybe it might be just a battery. I'll put a battery in it.
Sorry, read that again.
All right. And then which part? Broken furniture, cracked dishes, stopped clocks.
Okay. Yeah,
so
one chair.
Stopped or broken?
I have one broken
read it.
Chair.
Is it stopped or broken?
Well, if it's stopped, it's broken.
No, it's not, bitch, because you put a fucking battery in it. What I'm saying is right
How
now.
How do you guys switch sides?
Yeah, right now I have a clock that is on my shelf that's facing down that has, I haven't had a battery in it in over a year. It still works, though. I just don't have a battery in it.
You got to get a battery in that.
Okay, all right, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, imagine your ticket sales when you get a battery in that thing.
Go ahead.
Dude, once you fix this rut you're in, if only life was that simple. Oh, fuck, my TikTok bomb. What, you got any crack plates? Throw it out. Mr. Beast. Holy shit, Mr. Beast must have no clocks or mirrors in his house.
He has no plates, no mirrors, nothing.
God damn it.
Have you guys watched his new show?
I saw a little bit of it. It's great.
Yeah, it's good.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the premise? I saw like Young Gravy in it, right?
Well, it's Beast Games. It's the second season. Oh, okay. It's like the challenge. What are some other ones?
All right. Display dead or fake plants.
Should I have so fake many plants of all of the time. All of my plants are fake.
No, it's not good.
What, it brings in dead energy or superficial energy?
Yeah, it's not good. Oh,
so like what, plastic surgery?
Maybe like spiritually.
It's exhausting to try to keep up with all shit. No mirrors, all the clocks have the batteries in it, all your plants will be watered.
How do you get a green thumb all of a sudden?
God damn it. I have two plants in my corner and they're like not dead. They still have green on it, but they're not doing well.
Dude, any plant that is not fake, I probably have like two of them, they have been dead for years.
I love the optimism of how I think I'll be able to keep all of them alive.
I gave up. When I moved into my new place, I was like, God, I just can't do this. And I have like the easiest, I have like snake plants and cactuses. And I'm like,
snake plants die?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm awful.
They literally live better without people, I would imagine. Isn't that crazy? They live in the wild and they still don't die, but then you put them in your house and they die.
I think that makes so much sense. There's less sun and there's no rain. And there's
this is all true.
Weird mirror energy we have, cracking plates over the fucking snake plant.
Isn't that funny? You take it inside the plant, it's like, no, I'm better out here.
I'm literally an outside thing.
I'm better out here. That's with animals too.
No, Gigi would die in 12 minutes if she went outside alone.
You know, some people call the snake plant the mother-in-law's tongue.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's doing something to me.
Yeah, move my dick a teeny bit. What do you mean?
What do you mean the mother-in-law?
I don't know. That's just what I heard.
Who said that? Your neighbor driving by?
I love how he said something so insane. We said, what? And he goes, I don't know.
That's like when you hear something on TikTok and you're like, well, what else to say? Like, I don't know. I kept scrolling. Yeah. What else they got in there?
This mother-in-law's tongue thing is protection, strength, and cutting through negative energy.
Yo.
Is the reason why it's called that.
I'm going to hang a snake plant where the mirror was.
So snake plants are good?
Yeah, snake plants are good, as long as you keep them alive.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, another one is clutter under the bed.
I used to have nothing. Now I bought a new duvet. I got the old duvet under there and the old pillows. I got to move all of it. So no clutter.
No clutter.
I got to get a battery and no clutter. Fuck. All right.
Keep war paintings or negative art out of your house.
I don't understand negative art. Have you guys seen this? They're like, hey, this is 9/11. Get it out of your house. How is this fun to look at? It's like debauchery and people bleeding and shit. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
It's like weird, like satanic. There's like blood or like war scenes and people are like, ugh, and there's blood. And like, how is this fun? This is the worst thing to look at. They're like, oh, this is my painting, a Warsaw. Oh, cool. Look, if you look close enough, you can see the oven. Get it out of your house.
Yeah, I guess, that's an interesting one because art is so much up for interpretation. So some people, it's negative. Some people are like, what do you mean? This is the day we won this war.
Yeah.
So there is positive to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Paint a mirror.
This is Washington on the Delaware River. Yeah, but 2,000 people just died.
What was the video you had pulled up with the bed feng shui?
Oh, yeah. He's this guy that always comes up on my TikTok. He does feng shui where you
feng
put
shui
your
sounds
bed
delicious.
It really does.
In a bedroom.
What is this?
All right, here we go.
Sound?
So there's no talking.
How to place a bed in feng shui. First golden rule. Never point your feet towards the door. This makes you very vulnerable and it also means that you will die. Never sleep against a window because it means that there is no support and the birds and the monkeys can attack you from behind. You could possibly use a curtain to block the bed, but it will shroud your room in darkness. Never sleep with your head against the door because this means all the energy from the door will attack your face, ensuring a restless night. Never sleep between two doors because the path of movement around your bed will also make your sleeping experience very restless and unpeaceful. Never sleep against a toilet because the toilet energy will make you sick in the form of moldy water and damp. You could put your bed over here if it's far from the toilet, or you could put your bed over here if you can put some kind of protection or a big nightstand next to your bed to make the door feel further away. If you don't mind being single for life, you could put your bed over here, which is alright. If you must put your bed over here, you must actually erect an entire wall in front of your bed so that you will not die. So, now you know.
He didn't put it in the most obvious place.
That room just seemed like a you just shouldn't sleep there. Yeah. I mean, that was impossible. I don't.
It's just funny to be a spirit and be like, oh man, he didn't put it between the doors. He can't do anything.
No, there's toilet water.
Oh shit, there's mold. Does yours go against any of that?
Yeah, my bed is. Oh, hold on. No, it's not. My toilet's on the other side. Maybe I'm fine. But where I sleep is right next to the closet. Is that
you're
not?
Gonna
is
come
that
out.
Fine? I'm gonna come out.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Out the closet.
I can't come out.
Well, that's interesting. Well, no mirrors in the bedroom, and I'm gonna go throw away a broken chair. Or if you fix it, does it get rid of those problems? Now we're back to the clock and
now
battery
we're back
situation.
To the clock thing. Yeah, but if something's broke and then you fix it, it's not broken anymore.
I'm gonna fix it.
All right, guys, you wanna do sock talk?
Sure. I'm all right.
All right, this is sock talk is from Calvin. He says, have you seen that Florida is trying to put a 50% tax on OnlyFans creators' income to fund teachers, better school lunches, and pregnancy centers?
Hold
on. This is the fucking bit I had about Amsterdam. It's like they tax prostitution. Mm. So these streets are so nice because dudes from Florida are coming in Amsterdam, and you're like, you're welcome. My vagina just paved this street.
This is true. Well, it's funny they went after Florida. And what they really should say, let's be frank here, it's Miami. Miami is caked up with OF shoddies. It's like the Hollywood of OF. So the 50% is crazy. But 50%. I'll tell you what, they're going to get that Hard Rock Stadium is about to be rock hard. That bitch is about to be beautiful.
Right. Oh, my God. I mean, dude, the amount of money. Well, hold on. Don't. I'm confused. Is this a new tax?
It's a proposed tax.
But don't they get taxed anyways?
Like income, but it would be if your business is in Florida, you would get 50% taken away off the rip.
Georgia's about to get a lot hornier.
Exactly. All the other states around it will.
Well, everyone's just going to move out of it to there.
Yeah.
Or they're just going to move their business. Move their LLC to wherever and just fuck Delaware.
You think an OnlyFans girl has an LLC?
I mean, honestly,
Michael,
bro,
she like says she hears LLC and goes, lesbian, lesbian, coochie? What scene is this?
Dude, I honestly think most of those
they
OnlyFans
do, yeah.
people are like,
well, I think a lot out. Of them, they make a shit ton of money in a couple months and they're like, holy shit, wait, I need somebody to help manage this. And then they get a
then
tax.
They get, yeah.
It is funny. They're calling it the sin tax.
Hey, yo.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Johnny.
What a perfect porn name.
Well, it's Johnny funny because there's going to be people that are going to find, no pun intended, loopholes. They're going to be like, no, it's not porn. It's art. Like, you don't need to tax this.
I wonder if it's only just OnlyFans because sometimes you put other stuff on there that's not porn.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be sin. What if you're putting your broken clock art up?
Remove the L.
Broken cock. Fuck.
Put a battery in it.
Unbroken. Dude, that's what Bluetooth is. It's a battery for your cock.
Put the ad in.
Literally do it again.
They probably already played it.
100%.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Good for them. Not good for them.
I don't even know. Does Florida need more tax money? Maybe they do. They have no income tax. Oh, hold on. Now I understand why this is so nuts.
Yes.
They don't have fucking income tax, and now they're putting income tax on art.
And 50%.
50% is crazy. I just realized they have no income tax. This is crazy.
They have no income tax or state tax?
Not the income tax.
Income tax is regular, but there's no state tax.
Right.
Hold on. It's all income tax. But there's state income tax and federal
tax. Yeah.
So there's no Florida income tax. And they're starting a Florida income tax on OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. That's not constitutional.
That's
I'm out.
That's what I'm saying.
If I was a horny governor, I would be like, negative tax.
Give money back?
Yeah, give money back if you come to my state.
Simp.
For OnlyFans.
Simp.
Call the simp tax.
Simp tax.
Oh my God.
Dude, simp tax.
What state would be the simp tax?
Wherever you live.
Probably like Rhode Island.
Nevada.
Mm.
I feel like Nevada is like very like... A lot of guys, not in like Vegas, but like there's a lot of guys elsewhere in Nevada who are like, my queen, please spit on me, my queen. Hello, kitten.
Kitten spit on us hot.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening in my life anymore.
And this put a clock in you.
Secret Sock, they just wanted to show you this very funny sign in Florida.
Oh, this, already, this is great.
And it's an Orlando Epilepsy Center sign blinking.
Oh, no.
Awesome. Dude, driving past that, you go, this is an immediate viral video.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Holy shit.
How do I buy a center and make redo this video? That's funny. Wait till they hear about Barbies. Epilepsy Barbie?
That's what they need. That's what they need.
Epilepsy Barbie.
AA Barbie.
First of all, what do you do in an epilepsy center? You just like make drinks?
Well, it's just going to be a really dark room, I'd imagine. Maybe you get out of a police station, cop pulls you over and his lights are flashing. You're like, dude, you got to turn this off. I have epilepsy.
Stop it.
And then he goes back, turn them off and drive away. And then they flash the brights at you, and you're like, you got to stop doing that. I have epilepsy.
Anyway, what is that? Is that a spirit? You heard that?
I heard that. Ask the neighbor.
Spirit.
Is there a mirror in here?
I don't know, dude. I'm so scared of spirits. It's insane. I don't believe in the government, but I believe in spirits.
Checks out. You can't not believe in one of those.
You can't not believe in one of those.
Yeah, like it's either you believe in the government or you're believing in spirits.
I think you can believe in both.
You can believe in both?
Sure.
But you can't believe in neither.
Yeah, you can. Me. Actually, false.
Do you believe? No, you believe in spirits on some level.
Now I do. That mirror shit.
But you never had a, you know, I feel like you believed in spirits before. Like you're pretty superstitious.
Really. Superstitious, but I don't know about.
It all leads to the same thing though. Like if you believe in like the energy of like, if you bombed on stage, you don't wear these shoes again.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah. So that's like all that's energy transfer, and what is a spirit but energy transfer? I don't know what I'm talking about.
That was kind of a bar.
It was.
What is a spirit but an energy transfer? Ain't nothing but an airdrop from the devil.
Holy shit. Epilepsy center.
Damn.
Did we do it?
Yes, we did it.
Ladies and gents, that is another installment of Stiff Socks. Thank you so much. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blaustein, on tour. We're doing big things, yelling jokes about stuff. Go get a ticket. I love you guys. Till next Wednesday, big old large ass pee pee I got.